But they got good players. That's usually a good starting point. And I think they're doing a great job of just being opportunistic. You know, they're a lot of tip balls and they're grabbing them. And, you know, they're just doing a very, very good job of taking advantage of any opportunities that come their way. So we got to be obviously very careful and circumspect with care, you know, how we take care of the ball. But they're flying around. There's no question.
How much will it hurt them to not have Kyle Williams at nose tackle if he doesn't go?
He's a very good player. You know, he's a dominant force inside. He plays hard. You know, he's very disruptive. He sets he's a very strong catalyst with a lot of their twist game inside because he's just such a big, powerful man. So he gets a surge, he knocks you back, and it helps open up the twist for everybody else. So, you know, it'll be a big loss.
How has that defensive line looked? Obviously, they've made some big changes over the last year.
Yeah. Again, I think it's one of those deals where, because their offense has been scoring a lot, teams have opened it up and tried to, you know, do some things just to keep pace. And but you look at them, it looks like a very stout front. It looks like excellent linebackers. They got good players. They got real good players.
Kevin, they go with that three-step drop, get the ball out quickly. Nobody sacks them. I mean, do you just have to go into the game saying we're going to forego sacks and just not deal with that and try to do other things to them?
Well, you're asking me to comment on the defensive side, but I mean, I think that's what people do, you know, say, hey, yeah, I mean, that's, well, I appreciate the title, but yeah, I mean, that's what people will try to do. We'll try to say, hey, we're going to shore up, play zone and try to, you know, batter the receivers around a little bit and be in position where we see the ball, which is what they do, why they get so many turnovers. They do a great job of that. You know, it's a lot of man, but it's a zone man where they're going to in and out things, and so they're zoning the releases, and I think people do that. Well, probably. I haven't watched them on offense at all, Paul, so I feel, you know, inadequate answering, but that would be the norm. Hey, if they're not going to go 5-7 step passes, then, you know, get in the passing lane of the quarterback, try to disrupt his rhythm of the receivers, that type of thing.
And you change-ups keep you on your toes. That's why I do that.
And you mentioned week one you were surprised pleasantly, I guess, by Boward's ball skills. As the weeks have progressed here, are you trying to get him more involved than –
I've been very impressed with his ball skills, and to be honest with you, I didn't know last year, but I thought last year we had a guy that would be a effective blocker. That's what I thought, and I said, here's a big, strong kid. He looks like he's a tough kid. You know, until you go out and play, you know, live against somebody, you're never sure how they're going to show up. But I felt good that he could do that part of it. He looked like he caught the ball well. I just didn't expect him to, you know, be as effective getting open as he's been. But he's done a tremendous job. And you know what he is? He's very attentive. He listens. He tries to employ the things that you talk to him about. And so there's no question he's been a pleasant surprise in that aspect. Again, I thought he'd be a good blocker. I thought he'd catch the ball. I did think he'd catch the ball. But I didn't know he would be as good at, you know, uncovering himself as he's been. So, you know, we've tried to include him, and we'll see what happens. You know, sometimes people load up on him, and it opens up opportunities for other people. So right now that shows they're trying to play some of the deeper throws, and what's happened is created some deep crossing routes for him.
Is he blocking the way you would like? Because, you know, I mean, that safety aside, is he doing
it? Yeah, there was confusion on that one. Right. What should have been a safer play as you can have in the book, you know, leading your fullback up on a strong safety, they're dropping down, turned into a nightmare. I never thought it could happen from the 5-yard line. It did. But it's like a lot of our players. We got a lot of new guys. And so even though I'm very proud of their progress and stuff, it's still sometimes two steps forward, one step back. And that's, you know, unfortunately, that's been part of our consistency problem. You know, we'll go out and play great, and guys will do great things, and then all of a sudden we'll do something, you say, and then you got to remind yourself, well, it's the first time they've been through it, you know, and so there's going to be more mistakes than you want. And you try to accelerate the learning curve as fast as you can, and you know, I'm using him as an example, but it applies to a lot of our guys. You look at there's a bunch of new faces out there, and you know, again, the good thing about him is he's smart, he learns, you know, he's not going to make too many mistakes twice.